Information and guidelines for property owners in the city of Hudson, New York. And are you able to pull it up on screen too? Perfect. Hudson sidewalks serve a crucial role for pedestrians seeking to enjoy everything the local community has to offer. Time can take a toll on our sidewalks, and property owners in the city have a responsibility to maintain their sidewalks and repair those that have fallen into disrepair. While the city is making improvements to certain areas with support from federal and state funding sources, the process is slow and dependent upon successful grant applications. If your property includes a portion of sidewalk that needs repair, please remember that you are required to make necessary improvements. Cooperation of property owners like you can help make a positive difference in our city's accessibility. We then go on to remind them about the code, which I will not belabor, but I believe you can all see it on screen there, citing the three key points that discuss the requirements for ADA compliance, anything about the adjoining sidewalks of said properties and how you delineate whose responsibility it is, and then finally, how you go about getting construction, reconstruction or removal, or anything to be done, inclusive of a permission note from Peter Bujano, who is on here with us this evening. And then we provided a bit of a Q&A here, you know, the basics that folks would ask, how can I tell if my sidewalk needs improvement, providing a little bit of guidance that's there. We also intend to include some visual representations within this as well, so people have a eye-to-eye guide, if you would. If they believe that their sidewalk does need repairs, what are the next steps, and we provide those to them as well. And then finally, getting into obviously the $64,000 question, which is what else is the city doing to make improvements? So we talk a little bit about what we're doing with the DRI initiative, talking about the funding we received from the Department of Transportation, and then the latest, what the mayor's office has applied for in terms of federal assistance. And then providing all of the correct contact information for the right city organizations that would need to be on this lead. One thing we do not have here in front of all of you this evening, and we've spoken with Mayor Elliot Hoffman about, is applying translation capabilities to at least Spanish and Bengali for the form, which we can host online, and then direct people. So, Michael, we could probably put at the top, a Bengali version with a website link and the Spanish version with a website link. That would be there. Peter and Vicky and Amber in particular, any comments on this or any additions that you would want to see made to this letter? Michael, what is the final disbursement date?
I don't have a solid date, but it was going to be sometime mid-June.
Okay.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I didn't raise my hand.
That's okay. Hold on. One second, Vicky. We're just going to fix the screen so I can see you in here. Just going to pull down the... Oh, there we go. Perfect. Thanks, Michael. Go ahead.
I brought that up last time at the meeting. I understand we can't set a specific time, but maybe we can say we anticipate this to be done in a reasonable time something. I just feel it's a little bit too vague, but like that. So... that's one thing. And the other, I just wanted to know what is the cost of the letter? Did we go through that or not yet?
Rob said that DPW would cover the expense.
Oh, very nice.
So the only thing I can say about the time of repair, Vicky, is that if I remember correctly, in the code, if you are notified that your sidewalk is in disrepair, right, so if you're basically cited for it, then I believe that there's a time frame that applies to you. But I think
it's 30 days, isn't it?
Right, but I mean, what I'll challenge that with is, I can't get somebody to come and mow my lawn in 30 days kind of a thing. So I don't know where we would find, or anybody would find the right construction folks to meet that deadline, just given A, supply chain, and B, how tight labor is right now, particularly on the construction
side. I mean, that's what I said too, that I totally agree with that part. That's why I was saying the letter is not, it's a very good letter in my opinion. It's not very specific, but at the same time it is.
I think that's the right first step, right? I think that if we get this out this quarter And if we want and maybe we make some progress with how are we terming the legislation if we went to the districting for sidewalk district model, right? Where if we make that decision within the next 30 days or we don't, right? Maybe then it's a high, we're following up on the reminder to remind you of the time frame if you've been, you know, if you've discovered that your sidewalk is out of code or or in need of repair. But again, by that time, we may have legislation in place.
Yeah, I'm just saying I would like to see people take action. I think we say if it's done in a reasonable time frame. I don't know how we're going to say this. The term is here.
Crystal, you're going
to help. But I'm just throwing it out.
I mean, Crystal's here. Crystal, I mean, I don't think we could actually give them a time frame other than what's outside of the code legally in that case, though, could we? I mean, because the definition of reasonable is up left up in the law in terms of interpretation.
Yes, you can put reasonable out there, but whether it's going to mean anything or not, it's not really going to mean much legally. You want to put reasonable out there, and I don't think it harms you at all putting it out there. But, you know, the only other thing I would say is if you're going to, I would caution against a deadline, because what's going to happen at that deadline? Are you going to send out, you know, is code enforcement then going to start canvassing the city and issuing citations? It's something that should be happening anyway, as code enforcement is seeing these things, even while all of this is pending. So perhaps, you know, a cautionary note on this to say, you know, to the property owners to say, you know, the city will be, you know, enforcing its sidewalk laws. Or this is a reminder that the city will be enforcing its sidewalk laws. You know, maybe adding another, you know, adding a little sentence in there to further encourage a prompt response. But I don't think realistically having a deadline in there is going to help very much at all, because there's not much you guys can do about it.
That's...
I like this, Crystal, very much what you said. If we just have a line just saying that the law will be enforced, you just said, I think.
Yeah, we can send all out, I can edit it and circulate around just to, you know, a one liner to add in there.
Crystal, would you mind taking just that pass of where you would drop it?
Sure.
I'm a very big fan of
No,
it's fine, but I'm a big fan of size 26 bold and underlined font, if that'll help.
Fair enough.
So, I blame Linda. She taught me that when I was learning my journalism skills. So, outside of that, you know, Michael, what else do we need to know about the process? It's just going to go out with the bills which arrive right at the 4th of July.
The aim, I think, is for it to happen early July.
Excellent. Commissioner Bujano, anything you want to add to this, since it is possible that you may be getting an inundation of permission slip or permission requests?
Yeah, I see this letter as informational, and it's notice. I think we can tweak the mechanics on how we roll it out and responsibilities and just being prepared for when those inquiries come in and how we handle them. But I think the letter, I think the intent is to go out and put a notice out, and then that we continue to work on the mechanics of it, how it all rolls out, who's responsible for what.
Got it. I think that's our only thing to discuss at this point. I had no other elements on there. I mean, I'll open it up, members of the public, for any comment on it. That one public here too. All right. Thank you for joining the world's shortest sidewalk committee meeting. I've been your guest host, not Dominic Moranti, but.
Oh wait, you have a hand up.
Oh, I got a hand up. Bill, go ahead. Oh, you got to unmute, Bill.
Okay, can you hear me?
Barely. I can hear the giggling behind you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from that. I have two questions. Is this isn't a final draft that you've made?
No. This is just the draft that we want to discuss tonight, and that by no means final at all, but it's just kind of to get everyone's head around, like, what is it that we should say to the public in terms of reminding them what their responsibility is, right?
Yeah, well, I might suggest that when you do go get close to a final draft, that you put it out there for public comment somehow.
Yeah.
For everybody to take a look at, and maybe, you know, somehow give some feedback, if that's possible. I saw one thing on there about related to what's in the code in regards to requirements for getting a permit before you dig up your sidewalk, that the commissioner of public works hands out the permits.
Yeah, it would for for these, according to the code.
But is that true?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't Rob Perry
No, Bill, I tell you this honestly, having looked at the code, because you can ask Tom, I tried at one point to change this law to make it the superintendent of public works, because I thought, you know, given that Mr. Bugiano has a lot of full-time activities and whatnot, that maybe it would streamline going through superintendent, but the code is indeed the commissioner that it would need to go through. So you and I, as ordinary citizens, if we had to, like, fix our own sidewalks and whatnot, we would actually not even go through code enforcement. We have to go to Peter to get the permission to do it. That's how the charter currently reads, or the code currently reads.
And that's one of those things that we have to work out, and we have to tweak and figure out how we manage that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to over-inundate you if I can help it. Go ahead, Bill.
But
sorry.
If I want to repair my sidewalk, don't I want to go into the DPW office and be able to talk to somebody about it instead of
that's what Peter's saying too, right? It's like that. How do we change that process? So like that could be something that we look to do as well. Is do we change it from commissioner to superintendent in that case to be able to provide that level of interaction? Exactly, because otherwise it's, you know, pretty much always done over email at that point.
Commissioner or designee, correct?
It does read commissioner or designee, so you would need to have something that gets certified by the mayor of who your designee would be, sir.
So I guess my question is your preference, you, Ryan, or the board, the committee, is the preference to have Rob Perry, the superintendent, be the person assigning the permits?
If it streamlines the my preference is for whoever streamlines the process fastest for those folks that do want to take the job on themselves. And that's what I think, you know, I want to talk to, now that we've got this draft together, right? And maybe that's something that we put out to the public too, Bill, right? Is the, what's going to be easier for folks?
Well, okay, but it seems like having Peter Bugiano be the contact and the permit person is not streamlined at all. So you're going to change that, right?
Well,
is that the plan?
Well, there's no plan. There's no legislation in front of us to alter the code at the moment. So
you're sending out a letter that's going to say something about the commissioner, but that's going to change? Probably going to change, right?
Bill, you're asking yourself your own question and altering it based on a secondary question that you want to ask here. So right now, the way that the law reads is that it is either the commissioner or their designee, meaning that no legal code need... Let me finish. Do not interrupt me. I give you the floor. Do not interrupt me. The law currently reads that it is either the commissioner or their designee. So there is no need to change a code. So I am quite comfortable leaving this letter as the commissioner, because it would still be factually accurate, sir.
Peter Bugiano doesn't have an office at City Hall.
Peter Bugiano is providing his phone number as well as his email address, Bill. Nobody needs to come to City Hall for that permit.
He comes here quite often.
Doesn't he have to physically sign a permit to make it official?
He can physically mail it to somebody as well. I believe that's the purpose of the United States Postal Service.
I'm sorry. This is my
last. That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, sorry.
Thank you for coming talk.
Any other comments? Excellent. Motion to adjourn?
I said first that.
Thank you, Amber. Vicky, can I get a second?
Yes.
Thank you. See everybody at the formal. So you entertain him. I just fucking shut him down.
Oh,
I can't with that bullshit. I owe him absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's...